Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell is in Unalaska this week to speak with residents about local and statewide issues and to learn more about the community. He answered questions and listened to concerns during a community meeting and a high school assembly. KUCB's Ann Hillman reports.
When Unalaskans met with Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell this week, they had some specific topics on their mind: energy problems, the governor, and the economy. They wanted to know how the government planned on helping villages in times of crisis, like last year's fuel shortage in Nikolski, or this year's economic troubles in ADAC.
Well, there are lots of things that the state is doing to help small communities, like municipal revenue sharing has been reinstituted by this governor. The renewable energy grants are available to communities. Low-income weatherization funds are available. There are just a myriad of ways that the state government is working to help local communities.
He said the only thing the state can do if situations are extreme is to declare an emergency and call in the National Guard, though he said he hopes that never happens. Many questions focused on the generally high cost of energy. Parnell said the Alaska Energy Authority is developing short, mid, and long-term energy plans to be released this December that will focus on that issue. Community members also asked how the government is being run now that Governor Sarah Palin is on the campaign trail with Republican presidential nominee John McCain.
She's still governing day by day. I mean, if anybody knows her, they'll know that she emails at 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning. And then various times throughout the day, she's in constant communication with her chief of staff. Each of her commissioners has access to her when they need it. I hear from her regularly.
Parnell says his duties have remained mostly the same since she left the state, though he has to give more speeches than before. If Palin's bid for the vice presidency is successful, Parnell told a group of high schoolers he's ready to lead the state.
We're different people, so we will, you know, execute differently. We will maybe talk a little differently. We will act a little differently. But she and I see eye to eye on some key issues. Like, for instance, her number one priority for our state right now is energy and making sure that we can have lower energy costs for Alaskans.
Despite the national spotlight shining on Troopergate and on Senator Ted Stevens' corruption trial, Parnell says Palin has improved the image of Alaska nationwide.
For the national media to put her under a microscope in this presidential and vice presidential campaign, it's to be expected that not everything will be pleasant to look at. But frankly, this is the first time where Alaska is on the tip of everybody's tongue in the national media, and it's 98% positive. America doesn't view Alaska anymore as being on that Good Morning America map somewhere down by Hawaii. They know where we are.
He said his 98% statistic is based on comments from his friends in the lower 48. Other community members' concerns focused on the negative economic impacts of limited ferry service and state services in the region and the inadequacies of Unalaska's short runway. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.